Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Now, how do you top that? I don't know. We'll start off the show like we usually do. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, airing exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, I bring you the former HBO godfather. That's right, the number one free agent when it comes to the world of broadcasting and boxing. Of course, we're talking about Larry Merchant, the former HBO godfather. We'll be here at about 35 minutes past the hour, so if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. When I say toll-free, that means phone lines. That means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Fights today. A little bit of a boxing match going on in Las Vegas. Floyd Mayweather, ever heard of him? 43-0, taking on the ghost, the once-beaten 31-1-1 Robert Guerrero. Of course, out of Gilroy, California, the local boy. Local boy's gone good lately. We've got Robert Guerrero in the spotlight. Of course, Nonito Donaire just falling from grace a couple of weeks ago with Guillermo Rigano. And, of course, the man himself, Andre Ward. What can I say? I mean, we got it going on as far as Northern California is concerned. It's all about the water, folks, the water and the lack of smog and the good food. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking MMA in hour number two, and hour number one is all about Floyd Mayweather and Robert Guerrero. Of course, the pay-per-view event tonight, Showtime pay-per-view emanating from Las Vegas, Nevada, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to cost you a bit of some money to watch this fight, so I suggest you like get a whole bunch of people together, like 10. You pay like $5 each, do something like that, not 50 or 75 bucks. Too much for pay-per-view, especially in this economic climate that we live in. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Are you a horse racing fan? Do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android? If so, grab a pen now. Text the word horse to 84700 and get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. This is not a wagering app. It's for kids and adults. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, trainers, and racetracks. Remember, text the word horse to 84700 and get your horse races now.
Eliminate bathroom odors and bacteria. Family and friends need worry no more after using the bathroom. The John E. Vac toilet ventilation system removes odor and bacteria directly from the toilet bowl using a specially designed toilet seat and filter fan housing unit. Check out John E. Vac's video online at johnevac.com. J-O-N-E-V-A-C. Finally, an inexpensive solution to an age-old problem. See them on our website or find John E. Vac. Available at HomeDepot.com and Menards.com.
You know, he's fast. He's got quick legs. You know, his defensive skills are amazing. And, you know, he brings the whole package.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
Like I said, Pedro, I mean, you've seen me throughout the amateurs as a kid coming up. You know, guys like myself, Andre Ward, Nonito Donaire, we're doing things that that are unheard of in boxing, just stepping out and standing out from the crowd. So, you know, it's what we've done our whole career, and it's the type of things that we like to do. So, you know, I'm out here working hard and making sure that I filled into to 147 pounds the right way.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
I've been in the ring with the right fighters, and I've been through the trenches. So, you know, a lot of these last few opponents Floyd Mayweather's had, you know, he's handpicked them. He's had them at the right time and picked them at the right time where he knew he had the upper hand on them. He got to me, you know, a guy that's hungry, a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
Floyd Mayweather, the man. Of course, Robert Guerrero thinks he's a man. So who's going to be the man after tonight? Well, it's a close fight. A lot of people got to, you have to, you know, give it to Floyd Mayweather as far as picking him to win this fight. Because in my mind, you got to go with the guy that's unbeaten until he gets beat. When he's like, he's been carrying the mantle of boxing, however light it may be in this day and age in 2013. But he's been carrying the mantle of boxing for a long time now. He and Manny Pacquiao. But Manny Pacquiao's fall from grace, of course, he lost to Tim Bradley. Little controversy in that, but no controversy in him getting face planted by Juan Manuel Marquez last December. I mean, good Lord. He'll never come back from that. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Manny should just hang it up. Manny should fight some guy that's like 4-38, like my next guest, who's one of my writers at ringtalk.com. I'm talking about the 4-38 Kevin Perry. Kev, is that your record, 4-38?
I don't think I have even one victory.
The man that's been beaten about the house by his girlfriend, folks, and their dog. Anyway, Kev, let's talk, man. 43-0, 31-1-1. Mayweather, I've got him about a 3-1 favorite. You think those odds are about right?
I don't think those are a little too close. I think it's probably more like a 6-1. I don't know. I mean, this fight's kind of hard to come up with odds because you don't really know what kind of Robert Guerrero you're going to get, and you don't know what kind of Floyd Mayweather you're going to get, and you don't know how the styles are going to mesh.
Well, all right. Case point taken. Let's talk about Robert Guerrero's style. Left-hander, a little taller than Floyd. What are his advantages? What does he need to do in order to win this fight?
Well, I think the biggest advantage for Robert Guerrero in comparison to some of Floyd's other opponents is Robert Guerrero is not a one-dimensional fighter. I think what we saw in the Berto fight, and I think the reason a lot of people are thinking that he doesn't have a shot is because against Berto, he basically just kind of bum-rushed Berto in the fight. That's not how Robert Guerrero always fights. So I think it shows that he's pretty dynamic. He can switch his style up based on the opponent that he's facing. And I think that's probably his biggest advantage is he probably could make some adjustments or maybe, in my opinion, if he fights Floyd in a different way and tries to box with Floyd, I think that will give him a better chance of winning. I think the biggest mistake most of Floyd's opponents do is they kind of waste a lot of energy when Floyd, like, languishes on the ropes and they throw a lot of ineffective punches. And I think you got to try to fight Floyd in the center of the ring and hopefully get Floyd to come to you a little bit and capitalize on some little mistakes that he does. He doesn't handle the jab all that well. He kind of dictates the pace by saving his energy, and then he beats you up in the later rounds.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one because I think that Robert Guerrero needs to turn this into a phone booth type of fight. I think he needs to back Floyd Mayweather up against the ropes, make him work. 36 years old, make him work. I mean, hard, early, hit him in the arms.
I do agree with you in that sense, but I think early in the fight, I think he needs to box with him because I think a lot of opponents, they fall into the trap that they just need to put pressure all the time, and then once they do that, he's very sharp early in the fight, and Floyd Mayweather can kind of absorb, you know, some of those punches that the guys throw, and then he blocks a lot of them. And they just kind of suck up a lot of that energy that they need to really put the pressure on later. So I think if he boxed with them a little bit and then kind of go after them in the later rounds, I think that will put Floyd on the defensive a lot more. Well, he won't be as sharp. He won't be as effective with his counter shots.
See, I prefer being a fighter myself, I would prefer taking it to Floyd early. And the reason why I would do that is that I would try to bob and weave and get close. And when you got close, I would show him angles. I would step to the right, step to the left. I mean, the problem with guys fighting Floyd Mayweather is they're looking to score these terrific shots to the chin, and they're looking to do it right away. When I say let's hit him in the arm, let's hit him in the hips, let's hit him around the midsection if we can, let's crack him with a forearm here and there. I mean, let's get this fight rough. I mean, let's be honest. Roy Jones was on top of the world at one point in time. People were thinking he was invincible as well. Then he ran into Antonio Tarver and Glenn Johnson back-to-back, so he's never really been the same after that. This may be Floyd's calling. This may be it. Tonight may be the night that he shows up Grandpa Floyd.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of
36, man.
It's definitely an interesting fight on paper. Guerrero's a southpaw, and I think that's one advantage or one thing that he can use to his advantage because I think Floyd kind of has problems with southpaws. I think that the biggest issue I have with Robert Guerrero, in my opinion, in this fight is he's kind of easy to hit, and Floyd kind of eats those guys for lunch. But Robert has a good chin. So I think he's going to be able to stay in the fight. He's not old. He's not coming off of a loss. I mean, he's on a high point right now. So
see,
at least in the sense, I think he's going to make a fight out of it. I just don't – and like you said earlier, until Floyd gets beat, it's kind of hard to pick against a guy like him. If Guerrero was a naturally bigger guy with his skill set, you could probably call for the upset. But in this sense, beating Andre Berto to me is it's not as big of a deal as it looks, you know, in hindsight.
Okay. But, you know, I'm still of the opinion, I'm going to go back to it here, and I've written about it at ringtalk.com when I set the line on this fight. I think the Mustafa Hamsho style of boxing is what's needed here, especially early on with Floyd Mayweather. Mustafa Hamsho, you may not remember him, but he fought Marvin Hagler twice for the middleweight title back in the 80s, okay? And he took Wilfred Scipion, and he threw him over the top rope and out of the ring, okay? Just threw him out of the ring. And then he took Wilfred Benitez and threw him down about three or four times. So, is it dirty? Yes. Is it ugly to watch? Yes. Was it effective? Yes, it was. And I think in order to beat a guy like Roy Jones and Floyd Mayweather, that you must do something dramatic. You must do something that raises the eyebrows, and you must do something shocking in order to take them out of the rhythm. Because if you don't take them out of the rhythm, Kevin, they're going to take you apart all night long.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got a point there. And I think the strategy you have for Guerrero to win is not a bad strategy. I just don't feel that's the strategy necessarily that he could be able to execute. And I think he's a much underrated boxer. I think people kind of, everybody just kind of looks at the Berto fight and they assume that that's the style he fights all the time. And I think that style was necessary to fight somebody like Berto, who's got really quick hands. He's got good power, but can't fight on the inside. Floyd is a very good infighter. And I think trying to outfight Floyd on the inside is, I mean, you're really taking a gamble. I understand fighting him on the outside is a gamble as well. But I don't think he's going to take as much punishment if he tries to outbox Floyd early. And then I think Floyd's legs are, they're not shot, but, you know, he doesn't move around as much. I think, maybe rounds 8, 9, and 10, when Floyd kind of slows down a little bit, then he could kind of pounce on him and then just try to outslug him and outwork him. That's the strategy I would come up with for Robert Guerrero.
Okay, what's up with the website? And before I go to the break, we'll come back and talk a little bit more after the break. But the Android phone, all that kind of good stuff, it's happening with the website. Tell me about that. I mean, people want to know. 25% of our listeners now around the world are listening on their phones. Talk to me about that.
Well, from what I believe is if you go to the website and then you view the website in classic mode, we have the site is set up when you go there. It's set up in a like a mobile website. If you go there, you just switch it back to classic mode, which is basically how you'd view it on a PC or a Mac. And you can listen to the show. You can view the site just like you would at home. So it's definitely something that everybody should go out there and do. And, you know, everybody's walking around with their phones all the time. And if you're not at home, you could listen to Ring Talk.
Man, you know what cracks me up is that chicks are like, you know, walking across the street in San Francisco, like just walking across. They don't even look anymore. It just cracks me up. They're, you know, good Lord. This is San Francisco. People get run over here all the time. Kev, stay right there. We're talking Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. This is your inside look into the world of boxing this hour. We're going to talk the undercard and Vladimir Klitschko. That's right. Remember him? Heavyweight champion of the world, 1996 Olympic gold medalist, wants to beat up on guys for 3 rounds in 2016. Shame on you, Vladimir. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
No, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. You know, camp's going great. We this is our first week here, so you know, I'm already pretty decent shape. So I'm just breaking in right now in here in the elevation. So other than that, you know, I think for a fight night we're going to be peaking right on.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
Floyd Mayweather, he is the Superfly of boxing. And you know what? You can jive me and jab at me on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, say that I'm a Floyd Mayweather cheerleader. Listen, this is Floyd's era until he gets beat. I hate to say it. I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather fan. You guys know I was at the 1996 Olympic trials in Oakland, California, where he threw such a fit after losing that decision, threw such a fit. Augie Sanchez, I think, was the guy he lost to. But he caused a big commotion. He was crying. You know, he's had his emotional problems. He's went to jail. He's done things that are not becoming of a human being, per se. But, you know, at the end of the day, is we've got to judge him as a boxer. And at 43-0 with 26 or 27 whacks, whichever he got, he's been fighting for, what, 1996? That's 17 years. That's a long time. And he's unbeaten. You got to give him some props, even if he fought 43 guys like Kevin Perry, who claims he's never had a victory. Kev, are you sure? Did you go back and look at your box rec record or what? Really, no wins?
No fights.
No. Hey, undefeated. Undefeated. Let's talk undefeated. We've got an undefeated lad challenging Vladimir Klitschko for the heavyweight championship of the world. Sorry. But he's 6'5". His name is Francisco Pianeta. He's 28-0-1, 15 KOs. The draw was atrocious, I was told. And, of course, Vladimir Klitschko, 59-3, all three losses being whacked. Corey Sanders, Ross Purity, and Lehman Brewster, I believe. And, of course, got 51 KOs. I've got this like a 7-1 fight, and they tell me that the poor Italian doesn't have a chance. He's living in Germany. They know what he looks like. He's one of their stable mates, and this is another sparring session for a Klitschko. But he'll do it in front of 40,000 people.
Well, he's actually he was one of Klitschko's sparring partners.
That's my point. That's my point. Now, if you can't whoop on a sparring partner, with the exception of Larry Holmes and Muhammad Ali, I can't think of any sparring partners who really used to beat up or beat the snot out of their, take that back, Kareem Mayfield, when he used to beat up on Shane Mosley. But for the most part, sparring partners don't lump up on the client, per se. You know, but there are exceptions to the rules, and I don't think this will be an exception to the rule. I think that Vladimir wins inside the distance, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at this guy's record yesterday on BoxRec, and nothing really stands out to me. I mean, I think the things that stand out to me the most is the guys that he beat and how he beat them. I mean, I think his last bout, he won a 10-round decision against France Botha. I mean, are these the kind of guys that deserve title shots? I mean, he had a draw with Albert Szyznowski, who just got demolished against Vitaly Klitschko. I mean, this guy does not deserve a shot at the title. I mean, he hasn't beaten anybody of note. He beat Oliver McCall,
No. He didn't beat he didn't beat Oliver McCall. That's what Oliver was saying. Oliver's, you know, Oliver's not a bad interview. I wouldn't mind having him on the air if I get him on the 6 second delay. But he's not a bad interview. And he said that he went over there and he got robbed and they turned off the cameras. They turned the cameras off. There's no film at the end of the fight.
Well, I mean, win or lose, I mean, if you, I understand Oliver McCall. I don't think he's ever been stopped in his career except for that fight against Lewis, but he's never been off his feet. It's hard guy to stop. But beating guys like that who are that far past their prime, I mean, it doesn't say a whole lot. Guys who fight Klitschko should be guys who have beaten solid heavyweights, guys that are in their prime. That's what earns you a title shot. But I did give Klitschko credit because he does try to fight often, so this is kind of a, what you would call it, a voluntary defense, a fight just to kind of fill seats and line his pockets pretty much.
Well, I give
he's earned that right, so I'm not going to criticize Klitschko too much. I mean, he has beaten some decent heavyweights, you know, in the sense that there's decent heavyweights out there, but he can only beat the guys that are out there, so...
Okay.
You got to give him some credit and not too much criticism and be too negative on the guy.
Super bantamweight, junior featherweight, call it what you want. I call it 122 pounds. Leo Santa Cruz, 23-0 with a draw and 13 wax, taking on Alexander Munoz tonight in the pay-per-view card kickoff at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. 36-4 is Munoz, 28 KOs. Santa Cruz looks to be, I've got him like, what, 2.5-1. I think Santa Cruz is probably one of the hottest fighters at 122 right now, and he's on a streak. The other guy is... not there.
Well, yeah, I mean, Munoz, I think, was a world champion, I believe, at 118 or 115 or somewhere around
115,
there.
I think.
He hasn't fought anybody of note in quite some time, and he's lost all his biggest fights. So this is just a gimme fight for Santa Cruz to make Santa Cruz look good. But these kind of fights, they kind of can make you look bad because – if you're expected to win and you don't win impressively, it kind of puts a question mark in people's mind. And Santa Cruz is a very exciting fighter. In my mind, he's limited. He does a lot of things that are very predictable. I mean, he always comes forward. He doesn't have a whole lot of power, but, he's a volume guy. Somebody like Guillermo Rigondeaux, for example, I mean, they're not going to ever put him in there with him, but he would eat that guy for lunch. I mean, he's very predictable. He's not all that hard to hit, but he is a good young fighter, and I think bringing him up the right way, they could definitely make a pretty good star out of, you know, as much of a star he can make out of a guy that fights at 122. So he's definitely a guy to watch, and I enjoy watching him fight. I mean, he brings it. He just brings it.
Okay, off the subject, it's a nice card just for a second. Back to Rigondeaux. Him beating Donaire, a bit of an upset in the minds of many. Pretty good fight in the minds of some. Some people thought it was boring. The bottom line is Rigondeaux won going away.
Oh, yeah, he didn't. I think the people that looked at the fight as being boring, I mean, I think they just don't really understand boxing. I mean, when you're going in there with a guy.
It's the most murderous puncher.
Exactly, yeah, it was a big puncher, and you know what you need to do to beat him. I mean, what do they expect the guy to do? Just stand there and... you know, with his chin in the air and exchange punches. That's not the way that you're supposed to fight. And I think what's funny to me is certain fighters, like I'll use Bernard Hopkins and Floyd Mayweather, for example, those guys get applauded when they try to, I guess you could say, stink out fights. They don't engage. They, you know, control the pace of fights. They get applauded for it. When Rigondeaux did it against Donaire, who was, you know, a top five, top 10 pound per pound guy. He got criticized by a few of the so-called boxing writers. I call them so-called boxing writers because some of the guys out there, I mean, they're basically mouthpieces for the promoters, in my opinion.
Mm.
I could call the names out. Dan Raphael, Kevin Ioli. You know, those guys are kind of guys who basically the promoters call. They do interviews. Stuff that any decent writer could do. I mean, if you gave me the phone numbers of, the promoters, I mean, I'm sure I could do the interviews. They just probably don't want to be asked the hard questions.
All right, real quick, the hard question. De Leon and Mahrez, Abner Mahrez and De Leon. Jay Nady is going to be referee, so there will be no low blows and blows to the hips, of course. Daniel Ponce de Leon, 44-4, 35 KOs. Abner Maris, 25-0-1, 13 KOs. I only got about 30 seconds. Talk to me.
I think De Leon beats him. I think Maris is a good fighter.
How many sodas do you owe me now?
I don't think I owe you any sodas.
I think you owe me some sodas. I think, listen, folks, we bet sodas on the show back and forth. Not that I ever get them, okay? But we bet sodas back and forth. In fact, you listeners owe me thousands of sodas over the years. But the bottom line is, how many sodas do you owe me, Kev?
Maybe one.
Ah! Yeah, maybe one. Anyway, that's better soda on that one. I'm picking Maris because I think he's a young stud up and coming. I think the De Leon, the age of 32, is going on like 42. And the bottom line is Tower of Power is telling me the break is coming up, so I got to go. Kevin, all the best.
All right, thanks a lot.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power. Tower of Power, a soul band playing soul music 45 years this year from Oakland, California. This is 1976. Only so much oil on the ground. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. SwishDisk is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at SwishDisk.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with SwishDisk.com. SwishDisk lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to SwishDisk.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, SwishDisk.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to SwishDisk.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out SwishDisk.com today. Take your best shot. SwishDisk.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Hey, horse racing fans, grab your smartphone and text HORSE to 84700 to get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, and trainers. It's like having the racing program to every racetrack right in your pocket. It's fun for kids and adults, and you'll get the coolest horse racing app free. Text HORSE to 84700 to get your Horse Races Now. Get it now. Message and data rates may apply.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah. You're going to work, work. The great Hall of Famer Rick Barry, number 24. Guy had the most attitude I've ever met for an NBA player, having worked side by side with him at KNBR back in the day. Thought he was one of the best radio talk show hosts around. He knew the game, he knew sports in general. But Rick had a problem with people. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He was talking about, I guess they were honoring somebody over there at the Coliseum, and he wasn't too happy the way they were treating him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Right now we're talking boxing. Of course, the free agent godfather on the line from Southern California. I'm talking about the broadcast king himself, the Hall of Famer Larry Merchant. Larry, a very good Saturday to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro.
Okay, the big night tonight, Floyd Mayweather putting it all on the line. Of course, the undefeated streak, 43-0, all the money, the armored cars full of cash that he's going to take out of the MGM Grand tonight. All that on the line against the once-beaten Robert Guerrero, 31-1-1. A lot of people think that Guerrero's a good fighter. They just don't think he's a great fighter. They think you need to be a great fighter to beat Floyd Mayweather. Is that the way it goes?
I think that's the common perception. The question is, at 36, how much has Mayweather lost on his fastball? And can Guerrero exploit that?
He's 36, but he's really had a tough career. He's been a pro for like 17 years, but for the most part, a lot of those years he's had one or two fights a year, three fights a year, no really tough fights outside of the Castillo fights, I think, that I look back at. So there couldn't be a lot of mileage on him in the ring, but all that gym work, Larry, that's got to take its toll.
Well, I think that's part of it. He has been dedicated over the years, and when he's been idle, he's generally come back and doesn't seem to have missed much. But he is human, and the question then becomes, okay, he's got the skill to compensate for some downward trend of his athleticism. Will he have to fight that way? Bernard Hopkins, as an example. So he's got the kind of skills that can compensate for a loss. But Guerrero is a young, hungry kid, a southpaw, and although I don't think he's got a deep background in fighting welterweights, some people see him as having a chance to make a fight out of it, which is, as far as I'm concerned, all you can hope for.
Well, you know what, Larry, I'm looking at this sort of like, and you'll be able to identify with this, but I think that Robert Guerrero's almost got to do like a Mustafa Hamsho, Wilfred Scipion type of thing on Floyd Mayweather, or maybe what he did to Wilfred Benitez when he never let him out of the corner and like threw him down on the canvas and things like that. I just think he's got it really rough and make some type of statement early on and try to take Floyd out of his rhythm, because if you let Floyd get into that rhythm, it's a long night.
I think he's got to do both things. I think he's got to see whether his jab can discombobulate Mayweather a little bit. Mayweather has been bothered by good jabs at parts of his career, if you remember when he fought De La Hoya. But I also think he's got to fight inside. I think he's got to fight both types of fights, because if he fights one type of fight, Mayweather is likely to lay a trap for him and catch him with some clean shots. And although I was surprised that Guerrero took Berto's shots so well, because Guerrero had really spent most of his career between the featherweight and lightweight divisions, I'm not sure he could take a Mayweather punch when he doesn't see it coming.
Okay. Off subject just for a second. Nonito Donair was beaten by Guillermo Rigano a fortnight ago. Now, Donair is probably the pound-for-pound best puncher in boxing. He's knocked people dead with that one left hook. I mean, boom, boom, time again. Fernando Montiel, I can go on and on. Victor Chinian. So when Rigano decides to box him and not engage the best puncher in boxing, he's criticized for doing so, yet he wins going away on points. Why was he criticized for that, Larry?
Well, first of all, according to the official scorecards, the fight was up for grabs in the last two rounds. If Donair could have won those two rounds, he would have still won the fight and kept his title. So the fight was closer than a lot of people thought it was. And with the knockdown and the two-point round, it made it very close.
Okay.
Second of all, Rigondeaux was criticized because, among others by me, because I don't like that style. I don't think it's a professional style. The way I put it was, he's an excellent boxer and a lousy prize fighter. I'm not interested in watching a guy run and hit. I find that watching a guy like Rigondeaux is an acquired taste. And to carry that metaphor forward, when I go to a restaurant, I want to have a meal that's so good that I want to go back there. Do you want to go back there to see Rigondeaux fight somebody like that? I don't. That's just my take on professional prize fighting. Again, to use the food analogy, I like food. I don't like all food. I don't like guys whose first and second priorities, no matter how skillful they are, is to not get hit. The saying is, hit and don't get hit. Hit comes first to me in professional prize fighting.
There you have it, folks. The godfather of the HBO crew, formerly of the HBO crew, now a free agent. Now, Larry, you going back to Macau in the summertime or what?
Yes, I'm going back for Macau 2, a similar card with the Chinese amateur professional star Shiming fighting a sixth rounder this time, getting $500,000 for that sixth rounder.
You know, Larry, Larry, let me interrupt you just for a second. I wish you the best of luck on that one, because I just think it's really, hard to have to. I've been put in those positions around the world where you go in, you got some local guy that's supposed to be good. I just don't think the Chinese guy's that good, Larry. Do you really think he's that good?
I'm not going to judge him on one fight. He was he has a background like Rigondeaux. He won 2 gold medals, won numerous international amateur titles. My understanding was that he fought in the amateur boxing style primarily. And in his first fight, he was presented with an 18-year-old, very tall Mexican kid who didn't know he was supposed to fall down the first time he got hit, and made him look awkward, but Shiming fought him back. Maybe it was a nervous energy. Maybe under the tutelage of Freddie Roach, he's trying to transition to a more professional style. So I would agree that in general, with those who felt, well, he wasn't as good as advertised, but, you know, those early fights when a star amateur comes out are often against opponents who may not be very good, but could be awkward in some way, and could be motivated to fight the star fighter in some way. I'm going to give him a chance and see what he's got. Right now, what he's got is the ability to bring big time boxing to China, and to see if they like it, and to see if it becomes a another spot on the globe where you get occasional big fights. It does look like Pacquiao is going to fight there in the fall.
Having been to Macau, it's a beautiful place. Back when I was there, it was like there was nothing. There were none of these giant arenas.
When were you there?
Pardon me?
When were you there, Pedro?
93, 94, and 95.
Well, that was before this whole gambling revolution took place.
Well, there were casinos there, and Larry, let me tell you about the one. There was a casino called the Hotel Lisboa Casino. So we go over there, and we're having dinner, and the guy says, he goes, I want to take you on a tour of the hotel. I said, okay. So we're doing, me and my broadcast partner, Hugh Millay, so we go with him, and we're following him around. So we walk down this hall, and he stops in front of this window, and he rings a bell, and the curtain pulls, and there's all these chicks sitting there with numbers on. Okay, so we knew exactly what time it was. So we thought it was some kind of Chinese trap. We didn't know what was going on. So we skedaddled the place. we skedaddle out of there. But yeah, that was the hotel Lisboa.
Macau is this old Portuguese colony, fishing village, trading post, and a wide open city. And it's interesting to me, it was a kind of red light district place where you would have thought that us boxing degenerates would have found a long time ago as a good place for boxing to happen.
No, we
but
did.
It didn't happen until all these giant casino hotels got built.
Yeah, well, the idea was, I think there was a hotel, the Mandarin Oriental Hotel, sponsored that event we had in Macau in 1994, and they came out of the pocket, but they got beaten up at the box office, so they decided not to do it again. Let's go back.
It took somebody like Ximing to be the point of the spear to try to break through.
Well, I told you about that kung fu guy, that mixed martial arts guy that they were trying to turn into a boxer, the guy that was training on bacon. Yeah, he was a flop, and that's what sort of like that sort of prevented us from going back to ever Macau again. Now back to tonight's fight. Are we looking at a points win for Mayweather? That's a likely scenario, right?
I guess I don't know what the odds are in Vegas on a stoppage. I think that there could be. I think Mayweather. It depends on his attitude. He's got a 6-fight contract. Is he going to take any risks, or is he going to just hope that Guerrero walks into a punch? I'm guessing that it won't go the distance, but probably a lot of smart money is on the fight going the distance.
Vladimir Klitschko, 59-3, 50 wax, taking on, Francesco Pianetta, who I think 28-0-1 with a draw, something like that, in like 15 wax. This is like a former spar partner of the Klitschkos. How many people will Klitschko pack into a stadium today?
I'm not sure. Klitschko is a big brand name in certain parts of Europe. They have endorsements from a lot of the high-end clothing and jewelry places and so forth. They're a phenomenon over there, and there's not a fight they can make except against each other, which will never happen, that would attract the crowd here right now. So it is what it is. They have not avoided anybody in their careers, and Vladimir is now going to fight, what's his name?
Pianetta.
Temkin?
Pardon me? Povetkin. Yeah.
And some guy's bid $23 million, some Russian gazillionaire has bid $23 million to put that fight on in Moscow. So the Klitschkos are doing very well without us, and we seem to be doing okay without them.
Yeah, welcome the Russian mafia to boxing. Boxing in Moscow. Larry, I was in Moscow for a WBC convention one time, and it's, how can I put this? It's unbridled as far as the influence the mob has on everything. It's funny. It reminds me of old Las Vegas, back in the days of like the early 60s and the mid-1970s.
Well, and a lot of those guys they like to get associated with a big event. And boxing has always attracted those kind of guys. They, to come with their pinky rings.
And John Gotti.
They'll be having big Cuban cigars, too.
Yeah, John Gotti comes to mind. Didn't you interview him one time at a fight, Lara?
No, I never did. I go back to the day where you would see a lot of guys in dark suits and dark ties around ringside. And some of them were mob guys, and some of the mob guys were into boxing. And it's always been a kind of illicit trade where a lot of loose cash is flowing around, and that attracts those kinds of Lone Star hustlers.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant, all the best to you, sir.
Thank you. Hope we have some good fights tonight.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
I've been in the ring with the right fighters, and I've been through the trenches. So, a lot of these last few opponents Floyd Mayweather's had, he's handpicked them. He's had them at the right time and picked them at the right time where he knew he had the upper hand on them. When he got to me, the mandatory to fight him, a guy that's hungry, a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nip it in the bud.
Little Tower of Power here, the lead singer, Larry Braggs. Eye issues. Maybe out. Retiring. Larry Braggs originally from Texas. And then he lived in Florida, but he was, of course, a local Bay Area guy. He used to introduce when he was with another band, Executive Suite. So wish the best for Larry Braggs. Speaking of singers, this man singing the song right here, I'll be with him tonight. We're going to watch the fight, Floyd Mayweather and Robert Guerrero at Lenny Williams' estate in Northern California. So we'll be checking that fight out. It will be so very hard to go. You can check out the weekend sports update, combat sports that is, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network tonight. After the major fight, I'm talking about Mayweather and Robert Guerrero live from Las Vegas, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on pay-per-view. Until next time, much peace, much respect.